So Rabbi Bashist and I used to teach the Mechina program for many years, and I had them for Chumash, he had them for Gemara, and he used to do a class with them called, well, what's the deal with? You know, people who were trying to fill in gaps in their Yiddishkeit, in their education. So, you know, what's the deal with Shomer Nagir? What's the deal with texting on Shabbos? So what's the deal with black magic? You know, something we've heard a lot about, but we'll try to explain a little bit more. So we have in Parshas Va'era, you know, in we'll start with the first source is Shmos Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud. It says, "Vayavo Moshe v'Aaron el Paro." Right, so Moshe and Aaron come to Paro, v'yasu chein, and they do as they were told. Kasher tziva Hashem v'yashlech Aaron es Matehu lifnei Paro v'lifnei avada v'hi l'son. So Aaron throws down his stick in front of Paro and his servants and became a tanin, a serpent, right? Okay. Vayikra gam paro lechachamim. So, right? So then Paro calls out his chachamim, v'lamach ha-shefim, and to his magicians. V'yasu gam heim chatume mitzrayim v'lahatehem kain. So they also, these necromancers, they also did it with their magic. So you see clearly that there's magic happening. Moshe and Aaron are doing some sort of nace, whereas the Paro, mitzad tuma, is duplicating it. Later on, in Chumash, you have Mishpatim, Parshas Mishpatim. It says Machshefa lo sechaya, right? You shouldn't allow a sorceress to live. So Rashi brings over there that's the same din by a man, but just, you know, it was more common that women were involved in these sorts of inyanim. And Rashi also brings that not there, but back in Vayera. Oh, it says in the Dibra Maska, Vayechazak Leif Paro, right? Paro's heart became hardened. Lomar Al Yidei Machashvos Atem Oisim Kain. You're doing sorcery, this whole thing with about the Mach of Dam. Tevin Atem Machnisim Lo Ophraim. You're bringing straw to Ophraim. That's a place, Ir Shekulo Tevin. It's full of straw. Sa'afatem Avin Machshavos Mitzrayim. You're bringing Kishuf. You're bringing, you know, magic to Egypt? No, Shekulo Kishofim. Everyone here, it's full. It's full of sorcery. It's all over the place. So they're doing it through black magic. What's the idea behind this? Kishuf. So let's do one more, I guess, in the Chumash. We'll see in later on in Parshas Shoftim, in Yud Ches, Devarim, you have Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha, right? You have to be Tamim, you have to be complete. Different Mefarshim explain this, you know, the way Rashi learns is that one should not try to anticipate what's going to be in the future. What else can I tell you? So there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya by back in Parshas Lech Lecha, where it says that Avram is told to be, well, let's quickly pull it out. See if I can get it. It's not on the source sheet. Sorry, one second. It's the beginning of Perek Yud Zayin. Hashem turns to Hashem Vayhi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'Teisha Shana v'Yera Hashem El Avram v'Yomer Elav Ani Kel Shakai His Halech Lefanei V'Yehei Samim. Walk in front of me and you'll be Tomim. So the Ibn the Bein Bechaya learns that that's pshat means that the person whose inner and outward is the same. That's like the Indian of being a Tom. Okay, back to Devarim. Ki Goyma Eila She'ata Yoresh Osam. Yishmu, don't listen to their soothsayers, the people who try to figure out the right times. Hashem hasn't given you people like this. You're going to have a Navi, you're going to have a way of consulting, but you're going to do it through proper means and not through these improper channels, we'll call that. So that you have these in the Chumash already, fine. Moving along a little bit into the world of Navi, the major story that is brought when you're talking about these inyanim is in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Chaf Ches. Shaul has a fascinating story over here, right? He's Vayhi b'yomim ha'heim, v'yikpetu plishtim el machanehem letzava v'hilachim b'Yisrael v'yomer achi shel David yado teidaki ati iti teitzei b'machane atav v'anashecha. So Shaul goes, I'm going to skip a little bit over here. Pasuk Hey Vayar Shaul Es Amachane Plishtim Vayira Vayechira Libo Maod. Okay, so Shaul saw the Plishtim and he was very afraid. Pasuk Zayin Vayomer Shaul Avodav Bakshuli Eishes Balas Oiv Ve'elcha Eleha Ve'edrasha Ba. So find for me someone a Balas Oiv, a woman. Sorceress, I don't know, a witch, and I will be able, and I'm going to ask her what to do. They said to him, Hine Eishes Balas Oiv Be'ein Dor. So even though he'd gone this whole campaign to get rid of him, he says, no, there is one like this in Ein Dor. Okay, so Shaul, you know, disguises himself, and the whole story over there that brings back Shaul, I'm sorry, she brings back Shmuel. She brings back Shmuel from the Olam Ha'emes, right? And you know, the question is what exactly happened here? So according to the Gemaras and the Midrashim, it sounds like this really happened. She really did effectively bring back you know, Shmuel from the Olam Ha'emes. The Gemara discusses you know, that he was scared. Shmuel thought this was the Yom Hadin, so he brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him. But others don't learn this so you know, straightforward. So Rav Haigon, Rav Sadia Gon. So they denied this thing. They think the whole thing was a joke, right? But the woman herself, she saw when Shmuel was coming up, she herself was scared. The Rambam says that Shaul was a victim of hallucinations. You know, he had these constant thoughts about him, and he thought that you know, Shmuel was speaking to him. It's hard to tell exactly. Well, I'll say it like this. The rationalists think this whole thing was smoke and mirrors. I'll read you the Rambam's view just on witchcraft in general, right? The Rambam discusses there's the punishment for, like, you know, performing magic. So he says, really, in truth, there's nothing to it. It doesn't exist, right? I'm going to read you the Rambam in English. All the above matters are falsehood and lies with which the original idolaters deceived Gentile nations in order to lead them after them. It's not fitting for the Jews, who are wise sages, to be drawn into such emptiness, nor to consider that they have any value. Whoever believes in occult arts of this nature, and in his heart thinks that they're true and words of wisdom, but are forbidden by Torah, is foolish and feeble-minded. So at this point, the Rambam is saying, it's not true. The reason why it's prohibited is because it's silliness. You're not allowed to believe in foolish things. The Rambam says, the masters of wisdom and those of perfect knowledge know with clear proof that all these crafts which the Torah forbade are not reflections of wisdom, but rather emptiness and vanity which attracted the feeble-minded and caused them to abandon all the paths of truth. For these reasons, when the Torah warned against all these empty matters, it advised, be of perfect faith with your God, your Lord. Okay, so the reason why, according to the Rambam, why all these things is not allowed, because it's just simply not true. The one who argues this is against this idea is the Ramban. The Ramban on the Pasuk of Tamtiyei Meshem Lakecha, he has a much different approach to it. So he says, what's the reason? Vatan behind Tamtiyei Meshem Lakecha, Shesiachda Veinu Elav Levado. Our hearts should be just to Hashem. V'nemen Shehu Levado Oisa Kol. Hashem does everything. V'hu Yodea Amitas Kol Asid. Hashem is the only one who is supposed to try to approach, meaning there are alternate channels, backdoors to get to this type of thing, but don't go there. Right? Look to Hashem, minevi'ov, from his nevi'im, omi anshe chasidav, ritzon loimer, urim v'tumim, v'lo nidresh, mehuvrei shemayim, v'lo mezalos, v'lo nivtach, shavo divrehem, alkoponim, aval im nishma davar mehem, ne'mar, hakol bidei shemayim. Everything is from Hashem, ki hu Elokei Halukim, Elyon Alko Hakol, Hayoch B'chol Meshanim Arachos HaKochavim Mazalos Kiritzono. Hashem can change the Mazalos as to however He wants it to be. Mevir Osos B'Yidam, V'Kosmim Yeholul V'Neman Shekol Havois Tiena Kifi His Karev HaAdam Lavodaso Lefikach. After Hashem tells you don't try to figure out the future, Mikoisim Vidoresh, Barachayim El Hamesim, Omer Shetia Tomim Hashem, Bechol Eila, Velo Tira Mimagid Osid Aval Minaviav Tirish Tidrosh, Vela Tishma, Vizedas Unklus. Okay, that's how the Unklus translates the Pasuk, Shlem Tihe, Bidichilalto de Hashem Lokecha, Shelo Tihiu Chosir Biroso Ki Tomim. You should go directly from Hashem. So, in other words, let's speak it out. When it comes to magic, the way the Ramban would say, is that Hashem makes everything from nothing and made all the upper worlds, and he guides everything that happens to him, and he puts a certain power into the mazalos, the way they move. That's the science of astrology. Now, you can, so to speak, alter these things. The Ramban is pointing out, that, you know, it could be done, but it shouldn't be done. It's not necessarily coming from a divine, from a holy place. So that's the machlokus in a nutshell. The Rambam says it's just simply not true. The Ramban says there is a koach to it. Now, okay, so very nice. So what do we see so far? We saw Psukim in the Chumash. We saw a little bit in the Navi. Machlokus was shown him. We go to the world of Shulchan Aruch. Source number 5, you have here in your day, Kuf Ayin Tes. Mi Shinoshru Akrav, a person got bit by like a scorpion. Mutalilcho Shalav, you're allowed to recite an incantation over it. Afilu b'Shabbos, you can even do this on Shabbos. Af al pi she'ein hadavar mo'il klum. Even though this doesn't help, just saying things doesn't. It's empty. Ho'il umusukan hu. Since this person is really in a sakana, hitiru kidesh latitav daito alav. We allow them to do this so that he shouldn't go bonkers. He shouldn't lose his mind. This is like a placebo effect. In other words, it's not going to do anything, but we would still allow this to happen. And there are certain heterim and hilchos Shabbos that beyond the scope for right now, but just to understand that idea. So comes along the Gra, and he quotes the Rambam, right? Aval kol haboim acharav, anybody who's come after the Rambam, this idea about that it's not true, that's all a bunch of baba mises, they all were chokolav shahari harbe lechoshim nemru begemora v'hu nimshach acher hafilosofia. The Rambam is against, he got drawn after the world of philosophy, and he goes against what it says in the Gemara. The Sanhedrin you have like this, in the, like around Samech Ches, you have many, many Gemaras that discuss that there's a koach to kishuf. Lechein, kosev shekishofim, v'shemus lachoshim, v'shedim, kemios, amulets, demons, all these things, hakol hu sheker. The Rambam says the whole thing is it's a lie. Aval kevar hiku oson al kadkado. But he got hit over his head. Shari matzina harbi maisios begemara, right? Kishofim amru a milsada sarna l'rabo amru fine. Quotes many stories in the Gemara. I'm going to skip a little bit in the Gra like this. Look at the Gra at the bottom. It's underlined. Philosophia hitisu barov lakachel lefarish agemara hakol bederech halatzoi laakar oisim yipshatim. The philosophy caused the Rambam to reinterpret these Gemaras and to be oiker them from Pshat, to take it away from what it really means. These stories the Gemara talks about, which clearly talk about use of magic. V'chas v'shom eini mamim behem. V'lo mehem, v'lo mehamonam, ela kol hadvarim heim kipashtan. Everything is simply the way it sounds. Poshet Pshat, in these stories, they really happen, says the Vilna Gaon. Ela sheyesh behem pnimius, right? There's an inner truth to them. Lo pnimia shel bali ha philosophia, right? And it's not the truth of the philosophers. Sheheim chitzonius ele shel bali ha emes. But there is an emes to it. So the Vilna Gaon is very strong in his critique of the Rambam for disregarding these things. Again, you see all sorts of these heebie-jeebie things like the Ayin Hara. There's a real koach to it. And these things do exist. Just one more source on this, the Nefesh HaChaim, right? Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Talmud of the Gra, writes this in Shar Gimel Yud Beis. Ki kol inyane pu'ulos hakishofim nimshach mehakoiches hatuma shel hamerkava tameya. There's a Merkava, it's a very Kabbalistic idea, but there's some sort of source of impurity. It's actually a requirement for them to be sitting on the Sanhedrin that they had to know how Kishuv worked. To use names of Tuma, right? People asked me if it's true that the founder of Christianity did all these miracles that they attribute to him, walking on water and fish and all sorts of maislach. I believe 100% that man did it. I believe it, but it came from a koach of tuma. Sha'al yedei yifalu bali hakishufim pa'ulos v'inyonim mishunim ukishmash bein koiches hatuma b'mchinas hatov shebo she'ashpia v'socha chiyus lasos niflois hefech seder koiches hateva u'mazolos. They can do things that make it look against the rules of nature. The Nefesh HaChaim is saying clearly they could do this. But at the end of the day, it's a longer piece, but the punchline, the summary is ein od milvado. That a person has to realize that even though there are these koiches in the world, according to this approach, it's all coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And a person can have a shmira from these types of things by constantly mechazik themselves with that inyan of Ein Od Milvado, that there's nothing else in this world except for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's many stories we have of this, of tzaddikim, of gedolim, when they were in a shas sakana, their life was in danger, and they kept on focusing on this one idea over and over again, Ein Od Milvado, Ein Od Milvado, and there was a Yeshua. They were saved because of the idea. But when in our lives, in our Avodas Hashem, when we realize that everything is coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're mechazik that inyan, that's really the takeaway from this whole idea about what's the deal with black magic. So quick recap, what do? We saw Psukim in the Torah that described by the Makos that the sorcerers in Mitzrayim were actually using magic to create these certain things. We saw the prohibition in Mishpatim about that. We saw the pasuk in both in by Avraham and Lech Lecha, and we saw in Shoftim for the Klal Yisrael to be Tomim Tiyeh Meshem Elokecha, to be complete with him. Machlokes in the Rishonim. The Rambam says that it doesn't exist. The whole thing is foolish. Smoke and mirrors. It's you know, that whole Maisa was, there was someone who was hiding with Shaul and Shmuel, and it made it sound like him. It never happened. The Ramban takes the opposite extreme. No, it certainly did happen. Just you're not allowed to use these things. There is a koach to this, and if you can't. The Vilna Gaon attacks the Rambam in his pirush on the Bir HaGro, and Shulchan Aruch says that that's not true. The Rambam was influenced by philosophy, but there is certainly a koach to all these things. And the way that one can be protect themselves is from constantly being mechazik themselves and reminding themselves of it's all from Hashem and Ein Od Milvado. Okay, hope that was a little bit helpful, a little bit more clarity on this inyan. Shkoyach.